It's time now for your letters, and many listeners complained about how we referred to film director Roman Polanski yesterday. We said that Polanski fled Los Angeles back in 1978 after pleading guilty to having sex with a 13-year-old. And that is, in fact, the legal description of what he was convicted of.
But Bonnie Richardson of Chicago writes, "It really disturbed me when I heard Roman Polanski had sex with the victim, as if it were consensual. Polanski raped a 13-year-old girl, and I don't know why NPR and so many news outlets don't or won't identify this horrific crime as such."
On another matter, there was a great deal of interest in our story about people changing jobs to become teachers. David Underwood Sweet of Danville, Kentucky, offers this perspective. "I am in my 35th year of teaching and can tell anyone that you never stop learning new tricks to use with students." He continues, "If all teachers got the support that you highlighted in the story, there would be no bad teachers, only developing teachers, as we all should be."
As shofar-blowing season drew to a close this week with the Jewish holidays, I spoke with Jenny Litvak, a shofar player and goddaughter of jazz trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie. Louise Cotto of Kent, Washington, tells us this. "I was pumping gas today, listening to NPR, when I noticed the license plate of the car in front of me, which read, Shofar 1. I thought, that's interesting. I wonder what that means. Imagine my delight and incredulity when the next story I heard on All Things Considered was a story about a shofar player who had a special relationship with Dizzy Gillespie. I had never heard of a shofar, which I learned is a ram's horn that's played at the synagogue as part of the service."
Well, several people questioned what kind of horn Litvak was blowing. Listener David Zasloff of Burbank, California, wrote on our website, "For your information, in her photo, Jenny is playing a kudu antelope horn, not a ram's horn. The difference is about 3 feet." As a result of our interview, Ms. Litvak learned that her shofar could be a kudu and not, in fact, a ram's horn.
And one more item from that interview. Jenny Litvak, who also plays the trumpet, told us about meeting Dizzy Gillespie. Her father had taken her to a jazz club when she was 12 years old, and she asked Gillespie if she could play his trumpet. She did, and he offered to give her a lesson the next day.
After that, he just decided that he never had children of his own. He decided that I was his goddaughter, and so we developed a very special relationship.
Kathy Bryson of Kerrville, Texas, is one of many listeners who wrote to clarify. She says this, "My niece, Jeannie Bryson, is Dizzy Gillespie's legally acknowledged biological daughter. Your program incorrectly stated that Dizzy had no children."
Well, let us know if you think we're hitting the right notes or not. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.